Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Hey everyone, before we start the show, I want to tell you once again about PristineAuction.com. It's a website with daily auctions ending every single night with hundreds of items perfect for your man cave. Everything is JSA certified. They use the best authenticators to make sure that the autograph that you get is authentic. And it's definitely affordable. It's free to register, it's free to bid, and you only pay when you win the auction. Go to PristineAuction.com and let them know that you heard about it from SleeperWire. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E Auction. .com.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
I'm ready for a
Hey, sleepers, and welcome to the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, and you can find me on Twitter at Seymour Sleeper Wire, and with me is our Sleeper Wire prophet, Hussein, on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Hoose. What's going on, man?
Pretty dang good, man. How's it going?
Going well. I had a pretty good weekend, fantasy-wise. What about you?
Yeah, I did pretty well, other than our league of record, which I'm cursed in. 0-6 in that one. I've never had a losing season, never been 0-3 or 0-4. So it's interesting. You know, the rest of the week, though, I did go 10-3. So.
Well, you've been hit with injuries, though, right?
Yeah. So they happen. And then, you know, just collection of players just don't mesh well or something. Yep. You know, so that's a combination.
Yeah. Rough start for you. I'm looking at, I think, 9-3 if DeMarco Murray gets me 9 points tonight.
Did think Diggs was going to get me at least, you know, 8 points last week. And, you know, well, he got injured, though.
So. Yeah. Well, this time last season, I would not have been worried about Murray getting me 9 points. But this year,
right.
Different story.
the coin flip.
Yeah.
The coin flip.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys. What we're going to be doing here is having an actual debate style argument between two players. We'll spend 2 minutes arguing for our player, 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then wrap it up with final thoughts. So far this season, we've been pretty fortunate when it comes to the great debate. We've had guys coming up off the waiver wire every single week that you need to pick up. But this week was a little different.
It's a little tricky.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. And one of the things we decided on is that since tight end has been such an awful position for you this year with, you know, outside of the top three or four, we're going to do a waiver wire debate over tight ends who could or have been producing pretty well in fantasy, but are still mostly available. So we've got Zach Miller versus Tyler Kroft. I've got Zach Miller, who says Tyler Kroft, and we're going to go ahead and jump right in. Zach Miller is a guy who historically has been pretty great for fantasy football. He's had some pretty impressive stretches where he was a great start each week. Back in 2015, he had a game of 5 catches for 107 yards and 2, then killed it in the fantasy playoffs, getting at least 5 catches in weeks 14, 15, and 16, adding a touchdown in there as well. Last season, he had 6 games of 4 or more catches, and that was only in 10 games, and adding in 4 touchdowns as well. Look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Miller is the perfect tight end, right? He's had 9 injuries since coming into the NFL in 2009. 9 injuries, which is a lot. 4 of those were concussions, and each one of those put him out for at least 1 game. So this isn't a guy who is not injury prone. However, when Miller's healthy, he's been good. Now, he's also quarterback dependent. In 2015, when Martellus Bennett got injured, Miller stepped up right away and became a must-start tight end almost immediately. However, his production is dependent on his quarterback. Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley were not as good with the tight end position as Cutler was. Miller was getting some looks from Mike Glennon, but not enough to be super relevant. However, I think that's going to change. Through 2 games, Zach Miller has been the most targeted player by Mitch Trubisky with 9 targets the last 2 weeks. He's put up double-digit fantasy points in PPR scoring each of the last 2 weeks with Trubisky. You hear a lot of people talk about how young quarterbacks like their tight ends and it's their safety blanket, blah, blah, blah. It's almost to the point where it sounds cliche to say that, but that seems to be the way that Trubisky is trending. He's a quarterback who is very quick, great on his feet, and can make accurate passes while on the run. Zach Miller has pretty sure hands, and Trubisky obviously likes to target him. Miller's also scored a touchdown each of the last 2 weeks, and those were against good defenses, Minnesota and Baltimore. He knows how to get open, and he also doesn't drop a lot of passes. Going into week... All right, Hoos, let's get that rebuttal.
All right, Zach Miller. Now, you stole a lot of my rebuttal stuff, so I'm a little upset with you about that. yes, the guy's injury prone. We all know this. Yeah, the 9 targets, you know, through 2 games is nice. You only saw 3 last week, you know, 25 yards and a touchdown. So he had that touchdown that did save you. And yeah, it was against, you know, pretty good defenses. But Mitchell Trubisky, I mean, he's a rookie quarterback. You know, as they continue to see more looks of him, they're going to start to figure out certain things. If Zach Miller is going to be his top target, all you gotta do is take that guy away. You know what I mean? He's a tight end. He's right over the field. He's not going to stretch the field. It's not like you're going to put him outside or anything like that. You just take that away. I mean, and that's that. I mean, Zach Miller is not someone that you want to start every week. Maybe a guy, I definitely, you know, agree. You want to pick him up, wait and see. You know, he did have some pretty good games, but I just need to see more. I just need to see more involvement. 2 or 3 targets, it's not what you want. Yeah, he did have that great game, you know, the week prior, but, you know, you expected to see more, you know, and luckily you got that touchdown. But the 25 yards, if this is not a PPR, I guess a standard would is the extra 2 points, but that extra 2 points could go pretty far in a PPR. So I like him a little bit more in a PPR, but definitely in a standard, I don't know. He scored those 2 touchdowns, kind of fluke.
All right, let's move over to Tyler Kroft. Hoos, let's kick it off.
All right, Tyler Kroft. Tyler Kroft's only 8% owned, guys. 8% owned. He's 6'6", 240 pounds, big behemoth of a guy. He just came out of the 2015 draft, third round. Cincinnati took him. Kroft began his 2017 behind Eifert. Eifert was injured. You know, he got injured week 2. Kroft was given the starting role. Week 4, he had 6 receptions, 68 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Browns. Yeah, it's the Browns. Yeah, we get it. But guess what? He's got them on his schedule again. He's leading his team and setting career best in that category, at least. Well, he did. You know, again, he's only 8% owned. He's at Pittsburgh this week. They're 9th and gets tight end, so it's not the best week to start him. I'll admit that, as Kelsey just put up a paltry 7.6 in PPR leagues. But he's got Indy next week. He's got Indy week 8, and he's got Jacksonville week 9. They're just 23rd against tight ends. They allow Gerald Everett to score on them. You know, Tennessee, Denver, who allowed, you know, Evan Ingram just went off on those guys. And then he's got Cleveland again. So, I mean, yeah, this is a nice little setup. I think you could start this guy pretty much every week. He had 9 targets that week. He went off in those 2 touchdowns. We know Andy Dalton likes to target tight ends. We know his tight ends, they catch touchdowns. Why do you want to draft Tyler Eifert? Because of the touchdowns. I think you can consistently see this to continue throughout the rest of the season, and he has a pretty good schedule. You know, I don't know. If you're going to tell me a guy is going to be second on the options right behind A.J. Green, seeing 9 targets, I want some of that. And with Andy Dalton having a bounce-back year, which it looks like so far, and the new change in the offense, again, he's looking like a steady tight end number one the rest of the year. He's got that third-year breakout potential. He started games this year, post 100% catch rate week 1, 75%.
All right, so Tyler Kroft certainly has the opportunity to step up in Tyler Eifert's absence. The argument that I'll make against him is that in the past, when Eifert has been out, the Bengals haven't really used the tight end much. A.J. Green saw his targets go up, as did Brandon LaFell and Tyler Boyd last season when Eifert got injured. Kroft definitely played well against Cleveland, there's no doubt about that. But as the saying goes, it's the Browns. He didn't have a great fantasy day last week against Buffalo. In fact, only one of his games has had double-digit points compared to 3 for Zach Miller. Pittsburgh just shut down Travis Kelce, holding him to 4 catches for 37 yards, no touchdowns. If they can do that, against one of the best tight ends in the NFL on the road, then I think they'll be able to handle Kroft next week. He's also got, I think, a rougher overall schedule than Miller. So what you were mentioning, I think it's actually more difficult. Having to play at Pittsburgh, at Jacksonville, who is still a great defense, and I think their scores, their plays against the tight end is a little bit skewed. At Denver, Minnesota, and Baltimore the rest of the season. Granted, he does get the Browns and the Colts, but those other five are tough matchups for any tight end. So I think he could potentially struggle by not getting used as much as you want him to. All right, guys, before we wrap it up with our final thoughts, I have one more thing to mention. Giving another shout out to another sponsor of The Great Debate, Fantasy Champs. We have a special offer for 10% off an order at fantasychamps.com. They offer the absolute best hardware for your fantasy football league. They got championship belts, championship trophies, championship rings, and loser trophies. Go to fantasychamps.com and use the promo code SLEEPERS for 10% off your order. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move into our final thoughts. So I'm going to take it back to Zach Miller here. As I was saying before, I got cut off by the buzzer. Going into week six, he was the 14th best tight end this season in PPR scoring, and that's within 5 points of Jimmy Graham, Kyle Rudolph, and Evan Engram, all guys who you are likely starting. After playing the Ravens, he's moved up to 11th in PPR points scored on the season at the tight end position. He's worked his way into a tight end one spot for fantasy. Granted, that has a lot to do with how awful the tight end position has been this season. But aside from Ertz, Gronk, Kelsey, and Brate, tight end has been pretty rough for a lot of people. Miller also has a couple nice matchups coming up. The Bears are playing Carolina this week, who's been susceptible to the pass. And then they are at New Orleans in week 8 before going into their bye. Then he gets the Packers, Lions, 49ers, Bengals, Lions, Browns as 6 of his last 8 games. And the game against the Browns is week 16, your fantasy football championship week. Now, I'm not placing a bet that Zach Miller is going to be the number one tight end in fantasy for week 16 just because it's the Browns. But I am saying that if he stays healthy, Mitch Trubisky is going to keep targeting him, and the Browns is a great matchup to end the fantasy season. We just saw Tyler Kroft put up 6 for 68 and 2 against the Browns in Cleveland. I think Miller can do that against the Browns at home in Chicago. Zach Miller's only 23% owned, so there's a great chance that you can go grab him this week.
All right. Those are very, very fair points. Very fair points. I'm going to go ahead and finish my thoughts on Tyler Kroft here. Yes, he does have Pittsburgh this week, but I do really feel like his schedule is nice, especially at that Indy week 8. Jacksonville, they're not that great of a team as far as against tight ends. They're good in other areas. Yes, you give them that. But they're just 23rd against tight ends, and you got, as you mentioned, all those guys, Travis Kelce, even Travis Kelce's kind of having a, I don't want to say a down year, but he's going to have his games where he gives you 7 points. That's what a tight end does. We saw pretty much two games where Tyler Kroft started and he gave you tight end one numbers pretty much. He had that 20 point game and he gave you 7.6 in the PPR. That's pretty much what you're going to get. Kelce gave you the same thing, he had that bye last week. I think you're going to see that they're going to continue to integrate him into the offense. Again, we like that Dalton, is having a bounce back year, especially with his new change of offense. Those catch rates are just ridiculous. 100% week 1, 75% week 3, 85 week 4, 80 week 5. Give me more of that. This guy is catching every ball his way, and he's got third-year breakout all written all over the guy. So, you give me a guy, again, with high touchdown potential, he should – easily have be a tight end one, exactly how Chris alluded to, given the landscape of the tight ends other than Brate, Gronk. Brate was pretty much like the best tight end, I think, off of, he's easily the sleeper of the tight end group
again,
but he's 70 something percent owed, so I was hoping we could do Brate, but people were caught on and that guy's really good. I ran off on it. Great, but he can potentially be that same potential, that guy. He's number two on the offense. Their running back situation does not look good. John Ross is being worked back into the fold. They don't have anything else. They have to target this guy along with AJ Green. And when they're covering AJ Green, where are they going to go? Tyler Kroft. That red zone, he's going to be catching touchdowns. Plug him into your lineup. Maybe not this week. week nine, I mean week eight, you can plug them in and rest of the season, enjoy it, sit back.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. Couple things before we go. Check us out on Dash Radio every Friday from 4 to 6. Listen to Nick, Mickey, and me every single Friday on Dash 4 to 6 EST and again over the weekend. And I want to encourage you guys to go to sleeperwire.com, check out our weekly rankings, submit a question to the Sleeperwire crew. We get back to you within 24 hours. You can find us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. You can find us on Sleeperbot at Professor Chris and Prophet Hoos. On the Fantasy Life app at Professor Chris and Hoos the Prophet, and on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.